So today, friends, we are reading the Lego City book, Detective Chase McCain, Save That Cargo. And it is written by Trey King, illustrated by Chuck Primow, and I will have both of those pictures, the pictures of the story, on our Instagram. And it is read today by Mommy and... What's your name today, sir?
Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man. Oh, you guys, you've always wanted to have a story read by Spider-Man, haven't you? This is the coolest. The coolest. Are you ready, Spidey? Here we go. It's another exciting day in Lego City. A very special hero is high in the sky.
Are you crazy?
Asked the crook, flying the stolen stunt plane.
No, I'm Chase McCain, said the brave detective. Now, in the name of the law, land this plane.
Once the stunt plane was on the ground, Detective Chase McCain handcuffed the thief and handed him over to his SWAT team.
Thanks, Detective, said the policeman.
All in a day's work, officer, said Chase.
What about me? Asked the thief. I worked hard to steal that plane.
Crime doesn't pay, said Chase.
Great work, Detective, said the
Lego City police chief.
And just in time, we need to deliver a very valuable package to the mayor. He's on an island near Lego City.
Sounds like a vacation, said Chase.
Hardly, said the police chief. This job could be very dangerous.
Danger is my middle name,
Chase smiled.
I'll help you.
And in the picture we see that Chase, who is like this amazing detective, is shaking hands with the police chief, but in the background of the picture, what do we see? Can you explain to us, Spidey?
A crime. And I think I should catch him.
Yeah, I think there's a criminal back there. Well, we don't know. It's a guy who's definitely dressed like a ninja.
But webs up.
Yeah, you're going to get your webs out? I don't think... that this guy is one of the ninjas from Ninjago, though. No, he looks like something else. Let's see what happens. Chase McCain is a master of disguise. Before Chase boarded the plane to make his delivery, he tried on several costumes. This way, he could outsmart any crooks.
An actor?
Too serious.
Music DJ?
Too loud.
Bunny rabbit. Too funny. Perfect baggage handler. Perfect.
Oh, okay. And sure enough, he's trying on all these different costumes, an actor costume. And he kind of looks like some sort of Shakespearean actor. And a radio DJ, or a music DJ. He's got a record. And this big fluffy costume that's a bunny rabbit costume is pretty cute. But I think that only works if you're going to be the Easter bunny, right? Yeah. Okay.
This job is a breeze, Chase thought to himself as he stared out the window of the flying plane. But until the mystery box was delivered safely, anything could happen.
Just as Chase was about to deliver the package, a crook revealed himself.
It was the infamous troublemaker and thief, Rex Fury. Rex grabbed the box and made a run for it.
The chase was on. And in the picture, we can see that the ninja-looking person who was hiding in the other picture is, in fact, Rex Fury. And he has definitely snatched that box. What's going to happen? Okay.
To make his getaway, Rex Fury stole a bike from a surfer girl.
Hey, that's mine, she cried.
Don't worry, Chase McCain is on the case, said the detective. Young man, can I borrow your skateboard?
Do you know how to ride it?
Asked the skateboarder.
I sure do,
said Chase. And wow, he definitely is a good skateboarding detective. Have you ever seen a skateboarding detective before?
No.
Nope, but it's so cool. Rex Fury crashed through a concert on the beach, but Chase almost had him. That is, until...
Lights out, detective,
Rex Fury laughed, pulling a rope. He brought the stage curtains down on McCain. Crash! Oh no! Stage curtains are, I think, pretty heavy, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rex Fury had heard that whatever was in the box was worth more than anything.
If I steal it and sell it, I'm going to be rich, thought Rex. Rich! Out of the way,
Rex Fury shouted as he stole a pretzel.
And you, fisherman, out of the boat, I'm stealing your ride.
First of all, Mr. Fury, stealing pretzels is unkind, don't you think? Especially pretzels that are as big as this pretzel. This looks delicious. I'm very disappointed. But just as Rex hopped onto the boat, one of the fishermen handcuffed him.
What's going on? Asked Rex Fury. Fishermen don't catch crooks. They catch fish.
But Chase McCain, master of disguise, smiled.
Good try, Fury, but you can't outsmart or outrun this detective.
Just as Chase McCain handed Fury over to the police, a heliplane landed right on the beach.
What's going on? Asked one of the policemen. I think someone is here to pick up this package, said Chase. I believe this belongs to you, said Chase. Indeed it does, said the mayor. Thank you for getting it to me safely.
What is it? What's inside the box?
Rex Fury shouted.
Is it gold? Is it money? Is it diamonds?
Nope, it's worth more than all those things,
said the mayor.
It's an apple pie my grandma made for me.
What?
Rex Fury screamed.
I'm going to jail for pie?
Like I always say, crime doesn't pay, said Chase, except in jail time.
And wow, that was pretty funny. I don't know if I would think apple pie is good enough to go to jail for. I don't think I'd steal apple pie, would you?
No, I would just buy apple pie if I would be a criminal.
I would just make apple pie. It'd be easier. Goofballs. Yeah. Well, that's the end of the story. Can we say the end?
Yes.